You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
That'd be us.
Welcome to Immersion into Source.
Welcome on a Wednesday.
And a beautiful one at that.
Yeah, you know, we've had all this rain, of course, but the sky, have you noticed the sky lately? The last several days, the clouds have been just amazing. There have been no chemtrails, which is always a bonus. And just these glorious clouds. And today there'd be this beautiful blue with these white fluffy clouds. And then right next would be these dark gray clouds. And then, and then there'd be a sunspot. And it was just amazing.
Yes, there really have been some beautiful ones.
Yeah, I love clouds and sky and all that good stuff. So let's just sit and chit-chat for the hour. You think anybody will notice?
Yeah, I think they'd notice. I think they would miss their healing. Yeah. I know I would.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll do that part for sure. And we're talking, today's topic is Mercury
retrograde.
Now, they say Mercury retrograde makes you, makes things wonky, but see, now I can't even talk, but I guess that's really not, that's not my excuse. I can't talk half the time anyway, so. But I'd like to blame it on Mercury retrograde. Wouldn't that be, that'd be nice if I just, right, every time I stumble over my words, oh, Mercury retrograde. So I have to tell everyone that people may or may not be aware. Probably they don't. It's not like we talk about it. But whatever topic it is, I don't like do any research on it. I don't, you know, look into it or anything. I just leave myself open. And, but usually it's a topic that I have some thoughts on myself. I mean, I, you know, have, you know, in my own life experienced it, or I have an opinion. But for this topic, I really have no opinion. I don't really know anything about it. I know people talk about it all the time, but it really doesn't come into my space where I like pay attention, you know? So I'm really feeling a little naked here. Like, I am really putting myself out on the shelf here because I know nothing. I just nothing. So,
well, that's okay.
It is okay, but I'm just sharing that I'm being vulnerable here. So, we'll see how it goes.
Right.
And I'm assuming that the study of it would be astrology, right? Would
Correct.
That be astrology? I guess it would have to be.
Yes.
Wouldn't be. What else would it be?
It is definitely astrology.
Yeah, see, I know my birth sign, at Libra, and that has to do with balance. And I know that there are other signs, like I know there's Sagittarius and Capricorn. I mean, if some of them, I might, if push came to shove, I might be able to name them all 12. But I don't even know what my kids are. Do you know what your kids are?
I do.
See, I don't even know what my kids are.
But, you know, I've always been fascinated by astrology. I don't claim to be very knowledgeable about it. I do a lot of it for entertainment purposes, but I have some really cool books that I like to read about them. And I've dabbled in it a little bit. I took a class one time thinking, I really like astrology and I'd like to know how to do more of this. And I started getting into it and it was just one of those experiences where it was like, okay, you know what? I really don't want to get any more into astrology than what I know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm okay with that, you uh-huh. know? So it was a good experience of learning what I don't need to know.
Yeah.
Not that there, I don't put any value on it, because I do. I think that I like paying attention to some of these things. I just, so I figure if the moon can affect the tides, you know, if the planets can affect our earth, why can't they affect us?
Right.
You know, I'd like to know to what degree.
Yeah. 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 I guess, I mean, I've always felt like, you know, clearly that there's something, because if the moon affects the ocean, like you just said, that was my rationale too. If the moon can make the ocean, which is a gazillion times bigger than me, move, then I'm crazy to think that it doesn't do something to me.
Right.
But that's as far as, I mean, you know, what it does exactly, I don't know. But, you know, people that work in hospitals or police stations, they all say that, you know, at the time of a full moon, that things get more busy. And so,
right.
You know.
Well, and, you know, I work in a school. Not a teacher, but I do work in a school. And we notice it just from the behavior of the kids.
Really?
We can tell when they're coming. Mm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and I have friends that, before it's even Mercury retrograde, they are saying, oh my gosh, da 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 happened because Mercury retrograde. And you know, and I scratch my head a little bit and go, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry that's your experience, but I haven't ever shared any of those.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, maybe I just jinxed myself. I don't know, but, you know, but that's why, you know, that's why I thought it was, be something worth exploring, because I know a lot of people talk about it. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. So the
term retrograde has to do with it going away from us in its orbit. Is that right?
It appears to go backwards. So yes.
So its orbit is, it's either it's coming towards us from our perspective or it's moving away from us. And when it from our perspective it's moving away, that's retrograde?
Well, we are going to ask that question.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, hopefully they care.
Right. We are going to ask that question. That's my first question.
Okay, because imposing the spiritual from a spiritual perspective onto what we see as its physical perspective, that'll be interesting. So,
right. Well, and that's the whole point of it.
Oh, I had two sessions with clients today that were so, well, they're always beautiful, but interesting. It's always so darn interesting. And why did I bring it up? I must have had a reason. It fell out of my head. Why did I bring it up? Uh-oh, I've got a child who forgot that basketball playing during, this is, I don't know. Hold on. Hey, remember the basketball. Please don't do that while I'm working. Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Okay, so we should probably explain the healing part before we go into commercial, which we'll
talk
pretty soon.
Yep.
So you want to take it away on that one or start off anyway?
Sure. So during the healing portion, we will be silent. Karen is going to say her prayer and also ask for a message for us for the week. But what we want you to do is we want you to either sit or lie down, relax your muscles and joints, take some slow, deep breaths, and remember to not expect anything. Suspend disbelief. Maybe you don't feel anything and you're thinking nothing's happening, but things are happening. And just because you don't feel them doesn't make it real or less real. Allow the flow of energy. And just know that everybody feels this in their own way. Some people, like I said, don't feel anything. Some people feel tingles. Some people have visions, and you know, and they're all perfect for that person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might feel pain, and that's okay. Just breathe through it. That's just something working its way through, and just breathe and allow it to be, and it will subside.
Yes, very true. So, yes, I do hear Wendy will mute herself. Do you usually mute yourself?
Always.
On the radio? Yeah, okay. I know you do on the webinar, which we do on Sundays. On the webinar, I wasn't sure about the radio. I'm not even sure how to mute myself. Oh, there, maybe. I don't know. Well, I'm not going to mute myself, so I guess I don't need to know how. But somebody's mowing their lawn around here, so you will probably hear the lawn mower. But yeah, it will be silent. And the prayer, I say silent. I mean, I say it to source. So y'all don't need to hear that part. And it's all good. I love it. I love doing it. I love receiving it. And how it flows through is kind of funky sometimes. But it's interesting. And I just love hearing back from everybody, like how they experience it. Which reminds me that we, although this isn't a call-in show, it is a chat-in show. So if you go to Facebook and join the group Immersion into Source, which is our radio show name, you can post questions and comments right on there. And we love it when you do.
Yes, we do. I'm checking it right now.
Yes. Yeah, Wendy has it open, so she'll see it. I don't have it open. I'm not coordinated enough to do what I got to do and do that too. That would be one interesting show, wouldn't it?
That would be real. Yeah. I'd call you Octopus Lady.
Oh, that would be like monkeys in a barrel.
That would be funny. I think I'd have to not work with you on it and just listen so I could laugh out loud.
Yeah, look at her stumbling around. Kaboom. All right, so we'll be going into commercial in a minute. So don't leave us. We will do the healing right when we come back from the commercial. And then after that, we'll get into our session and into our Q&A with Source session on.
And don't forget to invite your loved ones in. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Don't forget to invite them, and even if they're in spirit.
Yep, and even if they don't consciously want to come, your intention of including them in it, they'll still get some benefit. You know, maybe not as rapidly manifesting as if they consciously are inviting it in, but it's still, you know, we're still all connected and energy is energy and it'll still flow through.
And it builds up, guys, too. The more you listen, then the more that the effects that you get.
Yeah. Like anything else, the more you meditate, the more you pray, the more you receive healing. Doing all those things in, you know, conjunction, it just continues our path of growth.
Right. And here comes our beautiful music.
Yeah.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
We're back.
And I'd like to say something really spiritual right now.
What?
I am so glad that we're allowed to say crap on the radio. I heard that and I was like, oh, we can say crap? I didn't know we could say crap.
I remember the first time I heard some of those various words, you know, and I'm driving down the road, and I don't think I'm very prudish, but I was still like, oh, what'd they say?
Okay, yeah. You know, we're very informal around here. We're all about reaching for spiritual things, but we're not stuffy about it. That's for sure.
Right. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. So you're all out there. I'm sure you're all ready and raring to go. Comfortable. Slow, deep breaths. Relax everything. Jaw, shoulders, neck, everything. Hips, joints, hip joints, knees, all that good stuff. And here we go. Again, it will be silent, and we'll be back after. Well, not that we're going anywhere, but you know what I mean. I feel some roiling stomachs. If that's you, breathe through it. Relax. Nice deep breath. Expand the belly. Let the energy expand. That cluster loosen up. All right. Come on back.
Hi there.
Hey. How was it for you?
Well, it was a little bit, really, well, not a little bit. It was very different for me this time because I just felt like this swirling in my head and like I had this like being right in front of my face, but I kind of saw it as a rainbow and it just kept like, okay, put my head back, you know? And it felt like I had my head was being worked on because I'm, I think I'm trying to get a head cold again, you know? It was like it was being worked on, like, okay, you don't have to have this time. And I'm like, yay. But I tried to lift my head up at one point and it was like, oh no, you don't. I was dizzy, you know? Uh-huh. So it was really, it was cool, but yeah, kind of weird too. It's like, all right, just go with it. Just breathe. All right. Yeah. I can manage this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anybody else want to tell me about their experience?
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you share yours because it shows people that it, you know, because it's different from you. You know, you have, sometimes it's kind of subtle and sometimes it's more pronounced and it's different for you time to time.
Right.
You know, so people see that we mean it. It is different.
Right. Right. No, and I love sharing. So I look forward to some of your comments, guys. Here's our beautiful music.
I know. I just want to go to sleep. It's so calming.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysford from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
That's us. That's us. We're back.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So I tell you, while it was happening for me, I had this strong sense that I was taking baby steps, which, you know, you could look at it like, oh, you're only taking baby steps. But I looked at it like very exciting. I'm like, oh, good. That means I'm on a new step, a new platform. And if I'm whatever it is that I'm just taking baby steps, yay. And then after that, then it started, was coming in so strong. It was like pushing me down, my body down, because I stand during it all the time, pushing me down. See, this is why when we're even on the webinar, I go off screen. Because I don't like. I mean, you know, when we're at the retreat or road or whatever, you know, I don't care. But, you know, this goes out. It feels weird for it to just be out there. So anyway, so I asked twice about what the message was, and it was flowers. I'm like, flowers? I'm like, yeah. Inspecting flowers, like really like meditating with flowers, which that's interesting because, you know, that thing about the Fibonacci, you know, that spiral number. And, you know, there's sacred geometry in flowers. Mm-hmm. There's creation in flowers. There's love and beauty in flowers. And now, you know, this is the spring. All the flowers are starting to bloom. So right. I thought that was an interesting... I'm going to have to go outside and get one after we're done here. So, all right. All right. We ready?
I'm ready.
You're all ready. Right. I'm not ready, but you're
ready. All right. All right. So... please explain retrograde. What does it mean for a planet to be in retrograde?
The planet itself is not... the planet itself is not affected by where it is. You know, like it doesn't hurt it. And if you think about, you know, if you're on a track, say... you know, well, there. Hold on. They're the same with the sun. Okay, hold on. So for the planet itself to be in retrograde, it's like when it... the side that's away from sun as it goes, but... when we talk about retrograde, we're talking about other planets pertaining to us.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So... there's two. It's the planet itself in relation to itself or its own position. And then it's also like our, you know, the planet, that whatever planet you happen to be hanging out at and in relation to another one. So it's just a term. It's not, it doesn't have like a negative, it's not negative or positive, you know?
Okay.
It just is.
Okay. So, when we say retrograde, that's just a physical thing that, like, something that we've come up with to explain what happens with the planets.
Yeah, it's like the waning and waxing of the moon. Those are terms that we use for the position of the moon.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
The moon is still the moon. It's just how we see it. We see it. It seems to be waxing and waning. Really, it's not. It's just how it looks to us.
Right.
So
okay.
So it's terms that we use. But when we're talking about how it affects us, then that's a whole nother... then that adds another layer to the conversation.
Okay. All right. Before we get into that layer, do all the planets go into what we call retrograde?
All the planets affect us, yes.
Okay. But do they all have a retrograde?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're all going to be, I mean, in relation to itself in that conversation, you know, it's going to be, you know, as it's going away. Because, you know, none of the, well, hold on. It doesn't appear that any of them have like a perfect circle around the sun.
Okay.
You know? So, okay. So if it was in a perfect circle around the sun would be in the center, and the sun having that huge gravitational pull, it's going around the sun and it's pretty much affected by the sun. But, you know, evenly distributed, right? So then other forces on it, you know, have to overcome the sun. But since it's not, so if it's going in an ellipsis around the sun, for example, there are times where it's further away from the sun than others. And therefore the effect of other planets, the pull of other planets on it at that time is stronger.
Okay.
Oh, so I would assume from that then that there are times when this Mercury retrograde, because that doesn't happen. I mean, it seems like it happens all the time.
Well, four times a year.
Okay, so four times a year. It would seem that there are going to be times, depending on where the Earth is in relation to the sun, where it's going to affect us more than, you know, when we're closer to the sun. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I like that. I like that. That was like one of the greatest explanations I've ever gotten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. What about the shadow periods? Like a lot of the astrologists talk about the, you know, the time before the retrograde and the time after the retrograde. Is that also being something that affects us?
So the time leading up to the planet moving away from us?
Right. And then the time right after the retrograde period.
It feels like that's like they're showing like a hinge. Like a hinge. It's a like a door, like it's a shift, you know?
Okay.
So it's a segue, you know, from one to the other, from one phase to the other. There is a bit of a segue, and the hinge is open to varying degrees, you know, depending on a lot of factors. So like one segue, the hinge might be open way a lot, you know, 90 degrees. Another time it might be 45 or 30 or something, depending on, then there are a lot of factors that play into that.
So, are there certain things that are recommended to not do then during a Mercury retrograde and perhaps the shadow times?
Okay. They're showing like numbers. So I would say them like contracts and things.
Okay.
But they're also saying that by being centered and staying strong within yourself, you know, if, you know, building your, having a strong spiritual connection, that then you can kind of bypass or override that.
Okay.
So if you're somebody who tends to be kind of flip-floppy, you know, then you are going to be more susceptible than somebody who's more grounded.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and that actually kind of is part of another question that I had here. So let me just jump into that.
Okay.
Just a second. Where is it? Oh, we always... No, wait a minute. We'll go to this one. How can we make it work for us?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, hold on. One, they're saying be joyful about it. Be joyful with it, which seems like a simple answer, but if you think about it, that makes total sense. Because if you approach it from the place of fear and apprehension, then, you know, you're kind of playing into it.
Right.
If you approach it from a place of joy, like, oh, this is an opportunity. Oh, this is interesting. This is, you know, this is this. Then you get more benefit out of it because you're open to positive things. You know, and again, I'm using positive kind of a loose way because we all know that, you know, quote, negative things that feel negative are really about growth and all that. So it's your perspective has a lot to do with how it's going to affect you.
I love that because it that just seems to be so true for so many different things in our life. You know, that I had a poster that said your attitude is everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I love that. Yeah. All right, so we can make it work for us by being joyful. But the other thing that I wanted to ask is, you know, we always talk about what to avoid during Mercury retrograde, but what is it good for? So we can make it work for us being joyful, but there's got to be some other things that it's good for.
So grounding. So being grounded and as it pulls away, staying grounded, even though it's pulling, keeping your connection to the mother, to the planet that you're on, as you feel it pulling you and still staying. That's an interesting exercise. Like, why would you, that even seems like, you know, are you kidding me? Because like, could the ocean do that? I suppose it could. I don't know.
That's interesting. That's a good question.
So, yeah. So, hold on. Let me see if I can get any more elaboration on that. Okay, so they're saying about being grounded. Oh, see, everything is put in place for us. Everything is so beautifully orchestrated. How cool is that? Everything works on so many different levels. And I know I'm jumping ahead because you don't have the answer and I do. But I'm just telling you, that is just so cool. I'm just loving that answer. So they're saying, so you're grounded, right? And through this cycle of whatever planet you're focusing on, whether it's Earth or Mercury or the Moon or whatever, as it goes through its orbit, stay grounded, stay centered, and like notice through a full cycle that it can, that you can stay strong. Use that for your growth, like rather than, you know, oh, you know, it's February. I always fall apart in February, you know, or whatever your thing is. Oh, I always fall apart when it's raining. I always fall apart when it's, you know, Mercury retrograde. Or I always fall apart at whatever, you know.
Right.
Use it as a tool and watch the cycle and allow yourself to grow through all the phases. So it's another layer of growth for us, another tool for us.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
This is definitely a treasure.
You know, how can anybody not believe in some creative force? Because how can all these things have been put together so beautifully, complexly? And,
oh. I know.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And here we are coming around the bed into the last quarter of the hour. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
I'm thinking the same thing, too. Like, I can't believe that that we're here. Yeah. Near the end, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, this is the third quarter. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. Well, this is the fourth quarter. Wow.
So I want to tell you one of the comments that that Kathy made, and she just said, I know we can get loony from the moon, so do we get mercurial from Mercury? Love you, Kathy.
Yeah.
So another question. Go ahead.
Well, I think the mercurial, that term, I think that applies to the metal Mercury, not, you know, that is in reference to the metal Mercury, not the planet Mercury. You know, because Mercury is so, you know, the metal, I guess,
right.
Or the element, whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. That stuff that's in the thermometers.
Well, it was good for a giggle.
It was. It was an excellent comment.
So, so we asked about, you know, if all the other planets go into retro. And I'm wondering why some feel more intense than others. Is it because of their nearness to us and the sun?
It has to do with their vibration, has to do with the individual's vibration, it has to do with so there's another layer on top of that. So if you look at the planets moving around in this immense space, there's another layer, other forces that act upon that beyond what we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you overlay that over that, over the that picture that we're aware of, over that diagram or whatever, you know, however you want to call it, that we're familiar with, you overlay this other layer of stuff, of forces, that causes, you know, that's something that we're not taking into consideration. And they're like, that would be a class. That would be like an hour's, you know.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. It's just so, you know, so the concept of there being multiple universes. Oh, which, by the way, we're doing multiple universes coming up. Parallel universes is coming up pretty soon.
Yay.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting.
That'll be really good.
Oh, yeah. So it has to do with that. So another universe, another layer of forces, whatever, laying over that. So that's why it's not consistent. You know, it's not like a set thing. And maybe somebody who's really into astrology, you know, can elaborate, you know, in the meantime. But
right. And if you don't want to elaborate now and you want to make some comment on Facebook, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kathy did ask one other thing. Saturn always does something else, doesn't it?
Saturn always does something else?
Yeah.
Other than what?
I'm assuming that she's meaning going retrograde. Because the first thing was, is Mercury the only planet that goes into retrograde? Saturn always does something else, doesn't it?
The image that I'm getting is of, so you have the solar system,
mm-hmm.
and Saturn, and I have no idea where Saturn is in the, you know, in the concentric circles, but Saturn, like the energy from Saturn, is constantly pulsing out to everything. So it's not, it's more of a constant. It's pushing and pushing all the time.
That's interesting.
Like a light bulb, you know, like if a light bulb is always on, it's always shedding its rays out to everything.
I like that analogy. That's great.
But why would so somebody in astrology, they say that it does something, that it moves in some way or something?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I'm not sure what the question is. I don't know if that answers the question.
And Kathy, if you want to hop on and elaborate, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
But while we
To add another layer to that, now we're getting into woo woo. They're showing that beings, ships, spaceships, I don't know whether they're physical beings or spiritual beings, whatever, use Saturn. That is like a station.
Wow. Cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Have we got there yet? Has Earth got there yet? I don't know. That'll be interesting.
Right.
I always think that, you know, because we are expecting life forms to look like us, we're expecting life to be carbon-based, we're expecting life to have, you know, we're looking for life that looks like us.
Right.
And life forms and an environment that's hospitable to us. But other life forms develop on other places. So, you know, to what degree do we, I mean, we totally miss what, you know, it could be right in front of us, but we don't see it because that's not what we're looking for.
Right.
You know, so anyway, I wonder if, you know, if even if we got to Saturn, if we would even see it, because we'd be like, well, you know, like when the ships came to, you know, from Europe to the Caribbean, and they didn't see them because they couldn't fathom what that could be.
True. Well, oh. That happens to people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we have any more questions? I don't know where we are time-wise.
No more questions. We've got, I don't know, six more minutes. So we can talk about what's coming up.
Yeah. Next week is purpose of this physical journey.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because
that's going to be good.
Yeah, because purpose in and of itself is an interesting, discussion, exploration. And then this physical journey combined with that, because this physical journey in itself
right.
is a discussion. Yeah. So combining the two. And then
I love this. This is going to be good. Something everybody wants to know.
Yeah. And then the following week is parallel universes that I mentioned. The week after that is destiny versus free will. And then after that, on June 24th, is can we become angels? That will be interesting. Now, that one I do have some thoughts on. Well, actually, most of these I do, but it's okay. And actually, I was fine doing this topic, even though I knew nothing, had no opinion about it or anything.
How about that?
Yeah.
And we learned something.
Yeah, we learned a thing or two. I certainly did, because I knew nothing about this at all. And then for those of you that aren't aware, on Sunday evenings, we do a webinar. So it's not on the internet radio, but it is on the internet. And it's a webinar format. So you actually see Lisa and I. And
Wendy. I just didn't want to confuse anybody. Oh, you can call me Lisa. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I like her.
Lisa, we're thinking of you, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. That was a brain freeze or whatever. Anyway, you can see Wendy and I and chat right on the screen. So you get into the webinar, you can chat with us. We do the same thing, the same format. We have a topic of discussion. We have a healing portion. The only difference is that you can see us, except during the healing portion where I go off screen, as I mentioned before. So on Immersion into Source, the Facebook page, the link will be on there. If you are interested, we'd love to have you. If not, we'd love to see you next week or have you with us next week.
Right.
Again on the radio. What else, Wendy?
Well, last week, was it just last week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the retreat that we'd been on, and Karen will be hosting another one in September. And, if we interested you at all and what that might be like, go to her webpage, cosmicmatrix.com, right?
Yes.
And check it out.
It's
called Butterfly Experience.
The Butterfly Experience. And it's Cosmic Matrix with a K. Cosmic with a K. Cosmicmatrix.com.
Yes.
Yes. Although I wonder what would show up if you put Cosmic with a C, Cosmic Matrix. I wonder if it would still take you there.
I might.
I mean, I don't have that web address, but I wonder if it would like interpret, if you do a typo, it says,
right.
We think you mean this. Is this what you really mean?
I'm trying right now for you.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now you'll have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, before we go though, did you get a message? Like a weekly message for us? Was there something in there?
That was the flowers.
Oh, the flowers. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, I mean, we went over a lot, and that we only talked about that for like 10 seconds. So everybody, look at your flowers. What was our message last week?
I'd have to look at my notes.
I don't remember. Oh.
I know a lot of them have had this theme, though, of Mother Earth, of getting out and touching the mother and being connected to the, to the ground and the grass.
Yeah.
There's a thread there. I think if I go back and look at them all, we'd see that. Kathy said, too, while I'm waiting for this, my computer is really slow right now with looking that up, but that she was listening to somebody that talked about astrology and Saturn core trials or trines with other planets. And you know what? From my limited knowledge, they all do that to each other. They're different positions. They get into positions where you have to be careful or you have depending on where the planets are in your chart, they could have effects on you because you got like three planets at a time ganging up on you.
Oh, okay. So that, so...
Actually, see, nobody that, has that. Huh? Nobody has that.
Okay, see, that I don't understand, you know, because like we're all on this planet together. Yeah, that's another layer again. You know,
yes.
When your birthday is, that's another layer to add in.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
We're done, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, everyone. I'm off to have fabulous tacos. My son makes the best tacos. That's what I'm having for dinner.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Good night.